Patient's name is Darlene Medina. First name D-A-R-L-E-N-E. Last name M-E-D-I-N-A. Date of birth is 12-6-2011. Date of service 9-16-2022. History of present illness. This 10-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of a fever that just began this morning. Mom states it was 102 at home. She also states she has a rash all over her body that is very itchy. Patient was complaining of a sore throat. She states the rash has been present for 5 days and is now spreading. Allergies, none on drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies. Exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS to HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 102 over 64, heart rate 92, respiration 16, temp 99.2, O2 99. She weighs 86.8 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Bilateral tympanic membranes intact, no erythema. She does have no erythema to the posterior pharynx. However, she does have increased swelling to her uvula. No tonsillar enlargement, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gaze steady, skin is warm, dry. There is no rash, however, she does have multiple lesions throughout her body, located on her torso, bilateral upper extremities, and the left side of her neck. They are annular lesions with central clearing consistent with tinea corporis. Assessment and plan number one, fever. Number two, uveitis. Number three, tinea corporis. Patient did have a strep and COVID swab done in the office, both of which were negative. I am going to give her clotrimazole cream 1% to apply to the ringworm rash that she will need to apply twice a day for 6 weeks total. And then I also am going to give her an antibiotic to treat the uveitis. Mom will continue to give Motrin and Tylenol as needed for fever reduction. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Mom does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.